Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, first this afternoon, the Irish Data Protection Commission has fined the video sharing platform TikTok €345 million for breaches related to the processing of children's data. This follows a six-month investigation by the DPC that examined certain settings on TikTok for child users. Well, in a few moments, I'll talk to Philip Arneil, Head of Education with CyberSafe Kids. But first of all, Adrian Weckler is Technology Editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, and he joins us now. And Adrian, you're welcome to the programme. Can you tell us the background to this enormous fine, firstly? How was TikTok operating and what was it found to be in breach of?
Yeah, it was a six-month period that the Data Protection Commissioner was looking at. And really what it was investigating was a couple of things. First of all, was TikTok taking enough care to stop under 13s coming on the platform? And because the minimum age, of course, is 13. And secondly, once they were there, once kids and also teenagers were there, was protecting their privacy enough? Was it making sure that the special position that kids and teenagers have on social media sites with regard to targeted, regard to who could content, with regard to them being contacted by strangers, was that being observed by TikTok? And that's really what the bulk of the fine is about here.
And what did it find in terms of was it doing enough on all those elements?
It found two things. First of all, that TikTok wasn't doing enough to protect kids' privacy on the platform. So, and that was mainly around this setting that TikTok had for quite a while, where if you were, say, 15 and you were on TikTok and you had an account and you admitted to the platform that you were 13 or 14 or 15, your content, the videos you were putting up, the comments that might be coming back on you, to you, they were public by default and not private by default. Now, to be fair, TikTok did change that, but so the regulator here found them that they had infringed GDPR on that front. On the other hand, they found that TikTok hadn't infringed on letting under 13s onto the platform, which is a bit of a weird thing in a way, because we know from massive surveys in Ireland, including one this month, that up to 80% of 12-year-olds in Ireland use TikTok or have accounts. So it's not a completely satisfactory result, but it is one that will discipline TikTok.
What are these so-called dark patterns?
Yeah, I mean, that is, for example, when you go on to sign up on something, and if it tells you that, you know, what is your age? And then it tells you, by the way, the minimum age to use this service is 13. That is something that can be considered to be a dark pattern. Normally, when the rules talk about dark patterns, they're talking about tricks and paths and suggested ways of using a service that will either make it hard to cancel something, that will lead you down a path that you might subscribe to something, that might stop you subscribing from something. And on
or
that
this gives you
well,
a workaround, obviously, straight away. Yeah. Philip Arneil, I bring you in here. You're Head of Education with CyberSafe Kids. What's your reaction to the news, firstly?
Well, we think it's good news, of course. You know, we've been calling for a long time that social media companies and internet service providers are held to account. And it's nice to see that that's being done, because we know from our own research that kids are online. We know they're on social media apps that they shouldn't be on under the minimum age of 13. And so this is definitely a step forward to tackling that problem.
Do you think TikTok will take a fine like this seriously?
Well, I mean, that's probably for them to answer, I think. I think they said they respectfully disagree, just looking at one of the statements that they put out there. So, I mean, you tell me. I think, you know, obviously a company like that that's reporting net profits of in the billions, you know, $324 million, still a lot of money, of course. You know, we'd love to see some of that money going towards funding online safety organizations, actually. But, you know, it's definitely a step, and it's holding these companies to account. And it's really important that we continue along this vein, I think, because it's one part of a bigger solution to keep kids safer online.
And what then would you like to see changed immediately if TikTok was so minded to change things immediately? Like, for example, what Adrian is talking about there with the dark patterns, where it's sort of nudging you towards how to get around the registration process if you're under 13.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Adrian was talking there about tricks. And I mean, I was a teacher for many years, and you know, I worked with a lot of kids who were better mathematicians than me, so they know straight away how to present as 18. It's a simple arithmetic, right? 37% of the kids we surveyed are on TikTok. Another 37% are also on Snapchat. So we would like to see much more robust age verification procedures. We'd like to see more monitoring of that, because there's definitely awareness that kids are on these apps and they're using them. But there's also got to be this regulation and legislation, like we're seeing today, where companies are being held to account. So I think another big part of that picture is education. You know, we're going into schools, we're talking to kids and young people, and we're actually not judging them. We know they're online. It's not our job to go and say, you know, tut, 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 you shouldn't be online. What we're trying to do is, while they're on there, is to make them more aware of how that works. And to go back to Adrian's point about the dark patterns, you know, we talk with a lot of our kids that we speak to in primary schools and post-primary schools about digital literacy and things like targeted advertising and how algorithms work, and also skilling up kids and young people to know that if they're on there, you know, what to look out for and how they're potentially being manipulated when they're on these platforms.
Adrian, just to you finally then, we did ask TikTok to provide a spokesperson for the programme today. None was available, but they did send us a statement, and that statement said, "We respectfully disagree with the decision, particularly the level of the fine imposed. The DPC criticisms are focused on features and settings that were in place 3 years ago, and we made changes to well before the investigation even began, such as settings all under 16 accounts to private by default." I think you mentioned that, Adrian. Where to next with this?
Well, it's very interesting, because there is a separate DPC investigation into TikTok, which is more focused on the transfer of information. How much information goes from Europe, from Ireland, where TikTok has its headquarters in Europe, back to China to its parent company, ByteDance. So the question is, will TikTok, will they appeal this €345 million fine? If so, they may be putting a marker down to say that they're not going to take big fines, you know, lying down, because they're, who knows what the next investigation might bring. TikTok's problem is that it is unusually secretive about how it works and how it operates, always has been.
Okay.
And that doesn't work in its favor at the moment.
Thank you both very much for joining us. That's Adrian Weckler and Philip Arneil. We'll take a break.